Teresa had gone to seek only made her condition worse, so that she almost died. It was as an invalid that she returned to her monastery, where her health slowly recovered. At the same time, however, she began to live a very distracted life, caught up in the social life of the monastery parlour.
Claimed I would so quickly fall after so many gifts from God, after His Majesty had begun to give me virtues which themselves roused me to His service, after I had seen myself almost dead and in such serious danger of being condemned, having been raised up body and soul, so that all who saw me were amazed to see me alive. I don't know why we desire to live, since everything is so uncertain. It seemed to me impossible, my Lord, to abandon you so completely, and since I did forsake you so many times, I cannot but fear. For when you withdrew a little from me, I fell to the ground. May you be blessed for ever. Although I abandoned you, you did not abandon me so completely as not to turn to raise me up by always holding out your hand to me. And oftentimes, Lord, I did not want it, nor did I desire to understand how often you called me again, as I shall now tell. Since I thus began to go from pastime to pastime, from vanity to vanity, from one occasion to another, and to allow my soul to become so spoiled by my vanities, I was then ashamed to return to the search for God by means of a friendship so special as is that found in the intimate exchange of prayer. And I was aided in this vanity by the fact that as the sins increased, I began to lose joy in virtuous things, and my taste for them. I saw very clearly, my Lord, that these were failing me because I was failing you.